The UNC Board of Trustees also began its monthly meeting today with committee meetings. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge was there for the meeting of the Finance, Infrastructure, and Audit Committee, with the full board meeting still yet to come tomorrow. Blake joins us now here in the studio. What's the latest?
It was exciting for a Finance, Infrastructure, and Audit Committee meeting, which can sometimes get a little in the weeds just by nature.
Really?
A little bit. But no, it was a big rundown there. We were at the closing arguments for the Ramon Austin case earlier today as well, so make sure you're tuned in over at chapelroyal.com for some more information as we can get it up there as well. But there were several large topics on the agenda today, again, for the committee meeting that needed to be approved before moving forward with the full board meeting on Thursday morning. One thing that we reported earlier this week was for information only, so no ultimate approval coming of anything today, but certainly a lot of information that we learned today was about the potential land swap with UNC and the town of Chapel Hill, and this is all related to the Municipal Services Center, which has been in discussions for a little more than a year now, January of last year when this first was brought up, about building a new police station and some other administrative offices on some university-owned land on Estes Drive. It's about 21 acres out there. And what was recently brought up to our attention through an email from Roger Stansholt, the town manager, to the town council, was talking about a potential land swap of that land on Estes Drive that the university owns for the approximately 1 acre property on the corner of Rosemary and Columbia, currently lot 2, the surface level parking lot for the town of Chapel Hill. So an interesting discussion going on here that we got a little more insight into today, that UNC actually was the party that brought this up as a possibility to the town of Chapel Hill, and figuring out a little more about kind of their behind the scenes plans for the potential of that property.
So this is the land that UNC currently owns is the one that would be the police station slash UNC building up on Estes. UNC officials are asking for the swap to get that acre on Rosemary Street. Is that the idea?
Correct.
What would they be using it for?
They would do, it sounds like, based on the presentation today from Gordon Merkline, who's in charge of all things kind of real estate over at UNC, would be a one-to-one swap. He said there are appraisals underway right now. The process is going along, but he said they're roughly equal in value just based on the proximity to downtown.
1 acre downtown is quite a bit. Yeah.
Of being able to house a bunch of different ideas being talked about there, but some things that are fostering more of what we've seen from UNC trying to reach out into downtown. And there would still be an expansion of parking. It wouldn't just be a parking deck exclusively, though. It would have maybe some elements of fostering more artistic things that are going on downtown. You know, they just had the current art space opening
right
in Carolina Square,
yeah.
Maybe some ground floor programming that would be an interesting mix of things that are going on from an innovation side as well, where they've already got so many kind of incubators and things going on downtown with 1789 and Launch and all these things that are already have involvement from the town and the county in some cases and the university, and kind of expanding on that property that right now is just surface level parking. And as you can anticipate the continued development downtown, it could be a prime location.
So the idea would be to take that property and turn it into like a multi-use building.
Activate it.
Yes.
As developers love to say.
Okay.
It sounds like they wouldn't just take it and then leave it as surface level parking.
Okay. But there would still be parking there.
There would be parking.
Like
there would probably be more parking.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be just the surface level parking, and it wouldn't be exclusively a parking deck.
Right.
So, you know, some kind of mixture of add some parking spaces there, but also adding in some, whether it ends up being office space or some something to kind of foster more room for the arts, you know, kind of in general. They've, again, have been expanding some of that reach into downtown already. And there's nothing, this is by no means a done deal. Whenever UNC initially brought it forward to the town, they discussed it in closed session because it's a property rights thing. And there was, from what Gordon Merkline said today, initially negatively received. And I think that there was some, the way that he put it was 11:30 at night when they heard it after a long meeting, and they were maybe I don't want to speak for the council, certainly, but there may have been some misunderstanding about the intent of the university with that property of just building a large parking deck or something
like that.
So they're trying to re-engage with the town based on what Gordon Merkline said today, and that this would make everything certainly easier and cleaner, if you will, in terms of the property ownership of all of the pieces here, because the town would then get the 20-something acres mm-hmm. out on Estes Drive, and they wouldn't have to renegotiate the lease with the university in 30 years whenever that tentative lease agreement that they had already reached comes up, and all those types of things to just make it easier to have a good long-term forecast of what's going to be on each of those properties.
Okay. And that's if all of that goes through, which is still
a long
down
way,
the road.
A lot of discussions that would need to be had between now and any ultimate vote. It would have to require a vote from
both
several.
Sides, right? Yeah.
And, you know, anytime that the university is involved with things, the state has some vested interest in mm-hmm. that as well, of course.
So is the idea that is your impression that UNC generally wants this, and it's just a question of whether the town does, or is
it
there?
Seems like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I think that's fair to say. I mean, they brought it up, and Gordon Merkline several times today said they're hoping for just the swap of mm-hmm. property with no kind of loose ends or ties to it. So it sounds as though that the university, and again, this is, I guess, more from university staff. You know, it's still any time a board is involved that has to vote on something, it could swing one way or the other based things that we don't know in the immediacy. But it sounds as though the university was in favor of this, and see how the town ends up feeling about mm-hmm. it as we move forward.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, anything else from the board meeting?
Yeah, they had a couple of other things talking about the medical education building, Berry Hill Hall, which is which Anna Wu described as a fortress today, which seems that everybody agrees was a fantastic facility when it was built decades ago, mm-hmm. and it no longer serves the needs of training medical students that are the caliber of medical students that UNC has and hopes to continue to recruit moving forward. So they've been talking about this for a long time, and they're just going through some preliminary design proposals today. Of course, as we were just talking about with land being at a premium, this is a destruction of Berry Hill Hall and construction of a new building at that site, which would offer a very different looking building for sure, but also the inner workings of it would lend itself to trying to stay on the front edge in terms of recruitment of faculty and students and everything else, and adequately serving the students that are coming through the UNC Medical School. So that's certainly one thing. And also they talked about light rail today in the sense of easements that are going to have to be given by the university to allow for the project to go through mm-hmm. parts of university on
which
property.
Which suggests they're still talking about it as a project that's still going through.
That was part of the discussion today as well, was that, you know, with the move from the General Assembly, with the budget language that has certainly caused a lot of consternation from light rail advocates and Go Triangle and, mm-hmm. and all of the people in support of the light rail transit project, trying to come up with what a plan B would be. And part of that discussion today was that Anna Wu again was talking about the need for regional transit in the area in general. So whether it's the light rail or if it ends up being a bus rapid transit project or something else, it will likely fall along a very similar line mm-hmm. that the light rail was going to be moving along as well, with certain kind of station areas being very similar. So the easements may end up still being
necessary
if it ends up being something other than light rail. But if the light rail does not move forward, the committee approved these moving forward with these easements today. It's approximately 20 acres total of easements, and it of course will still require a vote by the full board. But if the project does not move forward, those easements would revert back to the university.
Okay.
They're not just end
not
of the
just
road.
Giving it
yeah,
up. Yeah,
exactly. So, and it was an interesting discussion today of some real kind of noticeable thought about what if this project does not move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the first time we've heard that level of talk in some of these university meetings, of course, because UNC is a big part of this in terms of connecting employers and everything else, UNC, Duke, and North Carolina Central as well.
All right. That was today's full board meeting. Tomorrow, Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.